donning trappings and weapons, I hastened to the sheds and soon had out both my machine and Kantos Khan's. Making his fast behind mine, I started my engine, and skimming over the edge of the roof, I dove down into the streets of the city, far below the plain usually occupied by the air patrol. In less than a minute, I was settling safely upon the roof of our apartment beside the astonished Kantos Khan. I lost no time in explanation, but plunged immediately into a discussion of our plans for the immediate future. It was decided that I was to try to make helium, while Kantos Khan was to enter the palace and dispatch Saab Thawne. If successful, he was then to follow me. He set my compass for me, a clever little device which will remain steadfastly fixed upon any given point of the surface of Barsoom, and bidding each other farewell, we rose together and sped in the direction of the palace, which lay in the route which I must take to reach Helium. As we neared the high tower, a patrol shot down from above, throwing its piercing searchlight full upon my craft, and a voice roared out a command to halt, following with a shot as I paid no attention to his hail. Kantos Khan dropped quickly into the darkness, while I rose steadily and at terrific speed raced through the Martian sky, followed by a dozen of the air scout craft which had joined the pursuit, and later by a swift cruiser carrying 100 men and a battery of rapid-fire guns. By twisting and turning my little machine, now rising, now falling, I managed to elude their searchlights most of the time, but I was also losing ground by these tactics, and so I decided to hazard everything on a straightaway course and leave the result to fate and the speed of my machine. Kantos Khan had shown me a trick of gearing, which is known only to the Navy of Helium, that greatly increased the speed of our machines, so that I felt sure I could distance my pursuers if I could dodge their projectiles for a few moments. As I sped through the air, the screeching of the bullets around me convinced me that only by a miracle could I escape. But the die was cast, and throwing on full speed, I raced a straight course toward Helium. Gradually, I left my pursuers further and further behind, and I was just congratulating myself on my lucky escape when a well-directed shot from the cruiser exploded at the prow of my little craft. The concussion nearly capsized her, and with a sickening plunge, she hurtled downward through the dark night.